Hi, parent.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is George. I'm calling from Restorify. I'm calling to speak with you about a brand new opportunity we have. This call is being recorded for quality. We are a part of the Intoxilock brand. A reason for my call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware what an expungement can do for you?
Never heard of it.
Okay, this would be for your DWI. An expungement is a way to make your DWI unavailable to the public. We offer a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work. Not only is it a self-paced process, but it comes with a fraction of the cost of the traditional route. So let me walk you through the process. It's very straightforward. Today, I can help you create an account on our website and start a pre-screening process to check and see if you might qualify, which is 100% free and completely private. In 2 days, we'll send you an email informing you if you passed or not. I'll remember, sir, this is completely free and private. All I need is just your email so I can send the information.
I think you already have my email. Because I received some emails on that already.
Okay. For quality control, may I please have your email so I can confirm it?
Which one did I give you? I can't remember which one I gave you. I think it's sorny_4@yahoo.com.
You said S-O-R?
S-O-R-N-Y. S-O-R-N-Y. _4@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com, okay. And lastly, just your date of birth, please.
What's that for?
Oh, this is so we don't confuse you with somebody else. Because some other people, they can have more DWIs than you. You probably just have one or two. And this is why we ask for the date of birth. So we know that we're speaking with Tarrant.
My date of birth is 12-4-82.
Excuse me?
12-4-82.
12? Is that correct? December?
12-4-82.
Thank you, sir. 1982. Okay. And now, Mr. Trent, if you do pass the pre-screening, we'll call you back and we'll let you know, okay? Walk you through the second step of the process in more detail.
What does this actually just take off your record? So what's this?
From your record, from the public, yes, sir. And if you do pass the pre-screening, what day and time can we call you to give you the good news?
I don't care. I want to know what this actually does.
Okay. Well, Monday through Friday is 2:00 in the afternoon good for you? Or a little later than that?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Anytime works for me.
Thank you very much.
I have a question for you here.
Yes, sir.
So, what's this do? Is this still staying a record, or is it removed from your record?
It's removed from the public, your record. So, let's say, like, potential landlords, employers, and other businesses from the public, they won't be able to see your record no more.
But it's still on the record.
So if you're looking to get a better job, or if you want your driver's license back, or you're looking to live somewhere else, or even looking for a credit or some sort of this kind, all those public places will not have access to your record anymore. They won't see none of that. But this only for DWI, sir.
Well, that's weird. So it'd still be on your record, though?
Well, the only people that would be able to see would be the law enforcement, you know, federal.
Oh, this
only
is just
them.
So they'd just be removed from employers and such like that.
Correct. Yes. Giving you a better opportunity, you know, for something that you
So if you're,
something that
say
you
were, applying for a job at like UPS or something like that. So they wouldn't be able to see that. So then they'd hire you.
Well, as long as UPS is not a private company, yes, sir, they won't be able to see that. Remember, this is only from the public. Like, let's say,
that's an employer. You said
they're not a private company. So McDonald's, they do those type of background checks. From what I remember, a long time ago when I was younger, I remember those guys, like those type of places, would do background checks. Which were the other places?
Well,
you're looking for entry level, you know, at a laboratory.
Most places,
or a type of place.
Hey, most places, I'll do background. Oh yeah. Well, those positions they don't pay that well anyway. So you wouldn't be really upgrading any positions then by removing this. I mean, this is supposed to be helping you get a job.
You,
is that correct?
I've never used them. I've never looked them up, so I don't know if they're a private company or not. FedEx, I know that they're not. DHL, I know that they're not. So, you know, but they do background checks because you're
It's a driving. It's a driving company.
But
so
those
guys
won't be able to see it because those guys are public, like DHL, FedEx. I don't know about UPS, though. The regular U.S. mail, those guys, they won't be able to see that either. But, you know, those type of businesses that we're talking about. And also, if you're looking to live somewhere else, you know, potential employers like residentials, you know, that have gates where you have to, you know, go through some type of security to get in, they won't be able to see that either.
Well, it's been 10 years. Does it even matter if it's still on the computer or not?
Well, let us do the free pre-screening for you and send you the information. And if you do pass, it's up to you if you want to continue or not. Our service is only going to cost you $99.
Oh, I see. Well, all right. We'll see what happens. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No. I don't need nothing. You called me, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking my call. You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir.